You know, I know this is hard to accept, but I'm just going to tell you what's going on. This is hard to accept, but this is reality. I decoded it down to the source. You're in the script. What is the script? It's the revelation of Jesus. You're playing your part. You're a piece cut off. You're playing your role in the scroll. The earth is a birthing from the flesh mind or death into eternal life. It's a birthing process. It's a conveyance. The earth is a ship. Just like your body's a ship, your home's a ship, your car's a ship, everything's a ship. Because Eve is a hip. She's a piece cut off and she's being integrated back in, which is the letter S. Now the integration back in is a process, and that process can be torturous, painful. But to move from the flesh mind to the spirit mind, it's worth it. The pain is worth it. No pain, no gain, right? And so by revealing this, by decoding this reality, everything's going to reset because they're trying to hide it. Listen. They don't want this to go out. They don't want this to go out. Every moment is the same for the spirit mind. Now, the flesh mind is drudgery and repeat and all, but the spirit mind is just praise and worship forever. There's no time, there's no space, there's no distance, there's oneness in Christ. Those who are separated from Christ are going to burn forever. They're actually burning already. That's why they're trying to get their... They have no identity. They're trying to get their identity in drugs and drinking and another human. That's why they run from house to house, speaking things they ought not, trying to fill that void because they have no identity because their identity is not in Christ. They're look, the snake... You take and unfold the word snake, it's a creature that has no limb, L-I-M-B. And limb goes back to being connected to the members. The snake has no members, no limbs, no arms or legs. It's memberless. So the snake wants to be connected back in. The demons, the devil, they want to get back in, so that's why they try to demon-possess people. To experience it, a human can be redeemed, but a demon can't. But they don't want the human to be. They want to take and possess the human, thinking they can be redeemed, but they can't. This is why the devil wants them to have some kind of illumination and not the spirit of God. So they want to get, the devil wants to give them that fake light. This is why the Freemasons worship Lucifer. It's fake light. But why would the devil want to do that? Because the devil wants to be able to possess them so the devil can possess a creature that has limbs. Think about what I'm saying. What is a limb? Your members. Your arm is a limb. It's a member of your body. They're disconnected. So they got kicked out of heaven. And so they want to be membered back in. But the closest thing they can do is possess an unsaved person or get a saved person to obsess to be membered back into a body. Why do you think why do you think the psychopaths and sociopaths run the corporations? The sociopaths run the corporations. Why? It's a dead body. Corpse means dead body. It's a dead body. They want to be membered in to a body. But they're dead. They're dead in trespasses and sins. This is why the psychopathic narcissist, the malicious narcissist, wants to provoke you and pull you down into the flesh. They can't help it. It's who they are. They don't know what love is. They don't know what endure. They don't know what sacrificial love is. They might say they love you. But once you marry one of them or you tie into one of them, all they can do is try to kill you, poison you, hurt you, slam the cabinets, keep you from being able to sleep at night. They hate you. They're jealous. Why do they hate you? Because they're envious, because you have eternal life. You're a child of God. You're an emissary down here. You're an ambassador. You already know what they're going to do before they do it. They can't change their pattern is a cycle repeat. They can't change their pattern. They're stuck in the sine wave, the sin wave. The sine wave is the sin wave. It's a repeat. You know all things because you can just look at the sine wave and know what's going to happen before it happens, because it's already happened. And it's happening now. The struggle is the flesh versus the spirit. The flesh always persecutes the spirit. You see it in Romans 6, 7, and 8, and you see it in Galatians. So everything that's happening in Romans 6, 7, and 8 in the 2D book is actually happening in this 3D book. So you're in a simulated training program that just keeps repeating to teach you to cut out the flesh and walk in the spirit and not believe the lies. They want you to believe the lies. All a flesh creature can do is put on some image or put on some fake painted face image to try to draw you into their fake reality and get you to believe the lie so that they can still kill and destroy, or try to bring you back under law and under subjection to control you, to feed off of you, because they're psychic vampires. That's what's happening. I'm not even joking. They could be a spouse, they could be kids, they could be parents, they could be a co-worker, they could be an employee, they could be a boss, they could be a president, they could be anybody. If they're not saved, they're psychic vampires. But they want to shift reality and make you think they are the called ones, the elect. When you are the elect called ones, you have the truth. But they want to stress you out so much, get you caught up with the cares of this life, that you don't exercise your gift to see past it all. As long as you're tied in with the cares of this life, you won't see that it's just a game. It's a game. It's a game for souls. When I say just a game, it's an important game. Because it's a game for your soul. I'm not saying that it's just a game. When I say just a game, it's not like a board game. This is for people's souls. And so, but when you see that it's just a game, you can step out of the he said, she said, bitterness, unforgiveness, comparing. Because you know that creature, that narcissistic creature, is not really your enemy. It's the spirit of the age. And they believe the lies of the media. They believe the lies of their bloodline. They believe just lies like crazy. So knowing it's just a game, you can love your enemy because it's just a game. Because your enemy is really not your enemy. It's the spirit behind that person. That's the enemy. That's what I'm talking about. It's just a game. And so the devil is playing a game with you through that person, possessing that person. And it's not that person doing it. It's the devil controlling them. It's their worldview. They've sold their soul. Yeah, it is their heart, their dark heart. But they sold their soul to the devil because the devil lied to them, just like Eve. Now, Adam wasn't in the deception. Eve was. But he went down with a ship to pull her out, right? And so that's what you're doing here as an ambassador, as an emissary, as a witness. You're yanking some people out of the game because it's a game of life. It's a game of heaven or hell. It's a chess match with the devil. You're actually giving out the gospel to win souls. The devil's giving them a false gospel. He's always anti, so he's always giving out a false gospel or a false truth or half-truth, I mean. And so, you know how to play the game now. Some people are sold out to the devil, and some people are pretty much trying to hurt you. But those kind of people, you just stay away from. You can't pull them out. They've sold their soul. They're in Babylon. They love Babylon, and they'll never leave Babylon. So you just walk away. get away from them. They made their choice. They know a lot of some of these people, like the Jesuits and the Freemasons, they know they worship Lucifer. They know it. And they want to, because they fell, they want to bring other people down. I mean, when they pretty much sold their soul to the devil, what else are they going to do but try to bring other people down into their misery, you know? It's obvious, people, what's happening. And so, when you realize that God uses the red versus blue Turing machine, the lathe, you're actually like on a lathe, you're like a piece of wood on a lathe where God is carving your heart as the world turns. God is carving your heart, turning you into a new creature, but you're becoming a new creature with the fruit of the Spirit. But the unsaved, they're becoming more dead creature. They're becoming as you're becoming new creature from glory to glory, they're becoming more dead. And they're stuck in legalism, law. They're stuck in the cares of this life. He said, she said, comparing themselves one another. The gossip, the backbiting, the lies, the deep fakes, all the stuff that the gaslighting. I mean, this is, the whole world is under gaslighting. And so everything that you see on the TVs and all, it's inside the script. And so if you go back to Cain and Abel or Adam and Eve, it's the same script happening right now. There's nothing new. So when you see past this, you get up, the sun resets every day. It's hot and cold, just like air conditioning, hot and cold, patterns everywhere. Intersections repeat, dashes repeat, systems repeat, nothing new under the sun. So when you see the up and down system, the repeat system, you see the draconian system trying to rear its head. There's always the Draco, and there's always the Egyptian draconian law, and then there's always the Moses. It's just set my people free, set my people free, set my people free, legalist. Set my people free, narcissist. We know you sold your soul to the devil, and you're there just to harass and terrorize anybody who's saved. We know what you are. We see you. You can't hide. You can't hide. We know what you're doing. You can't hide. Why are you still trying to hide? Hitler, little Hitler. Demon, little demon. Copy of a demon. Why are you still trying to hide, demon? We know what you are. We see through you. You can reap, you know, a lot. Here's what happens when you go to church. You meet up with some people that they were raised in church. They never got born again. It's not in them. They just repeat the verses. They don't even know what they mean. They just know how to repeat and say the right thing because they were raised around it. It's not in them. It's just a parrot. They're just parrots. They just parrot the truth. The truth doesn't abide in them. They just are parrots. And they try to pull up in a brand new car or show you their new house or their new job or whatever it is. They want you to think they got the power when you have the power. They're just vampiring off of somebody else. They steal your invention, steal your ideas, take your energy. They're psychic vampires on every level. If they can get across the threshold and get in the door, they still kill and destroy. I've rented to these people for a long time. They come and go. They come and go. They'll come in and they'll stay for 3 or 4 months and tear everything up. But they talk a big talk when you let them in. But they tear the place up. Why? Because it's the deep down, a deep-seated jealousy that if you got something nice, I'm going to tear it up. That's the way they are. They're demons. They don't want to build up. All they can do is tear down. There's people in this world that they have never had a thought of building up and making something better. They only tear down. You work with them. They never build up, they only tear down. What are those? Those are characters. Those are NPCs. Those are people who are still in the AI program. They're not awake. They're not aware. They're lost. They're undone. They might claim to be saved, but they have never been born again. They don't even know what that means. And actually, if you talk about it, they mock you. All you have to do is watch one series. Maybe watch three or four, but look, go from the beginning to the end, and you're looking at yourself. You start to pull out the truth. You can actually look at a math equation. You can see the snake on the cross. You can see the lambda, the lamb slain. Whether it's math, science, medical, even if you look at the medical symbols, what do you see? The snake on the cross. Jesus was nailed to the... As Moses lifted up the serpent, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The snake on the cross in the medical symbols is there for a reason. It's telling you something. You're in a 3D version of the Bible. The Bible was forever written in heaven. It's a 5D version written in a 2D form for your admonition, so you can walk it out in 3D, because you're actually living the same thing every day. You're eating and drinking of Christ who went to the cross, and you're replaying. It's a reproduction. And that's why the reproduction process is in the middle of the human. The heart is in the middle. The reproduction is in the middle. You got the left arm and you got the right arm. Members tied in. But the heart is in the middle, because the heart is the heart of the matter. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow all the issues of life. So what are they doing? So the malicious narcissist is attacking your heart. The malicious narcissist, demon-possessed person is attacking your heart. It's not about stuff. It's not about money. It's not about anything. It's attack. It's an attack on your heart. That's what's happening, people. For real.